Yes, please.
Give me that call. From Detroit.
One moment, Ed. A call from Detroit, Mr. President.
I thought you all knew about it. They told me that you're calling me. Wait a minute, I'll see if I...
Easy.
One moment. Marie?
Juanita.
Juanita, we're putting him on here.
All right. Marie?
Ms. Roberts for you.
Hello?
I mean Marie.
Hello, Ms. Roberts.
Mr. Luisi?
I'm getting him on the phone, ma'am.
All right.
Okay.
Hello?
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 Ma'am, I've got him on the line now.
All right.
Yep.
Hello? Hello? You were asking for the president? Just a moment, and can you talk just a little bit louder? Just a moment.
Hello? Yes. Yes.
I want to thank you for what you've done. We've lived to you and happened. We're really proud of one thing. Being a battalion that strikes, being a business agent that keeps the union here in Detroit, we have all the knowledge in the world of what it is to be pushed around.
And I'm glad that we've had some results, and we know all the details of what happened and how it happened, and they'll be brought out at the appropriate time. And I'm glad that we were able to move as fastly and effectively as we could. And you know how grieved we are, and we, Ms. Johnson and I both sent our sympathy through Mr. White this morning, and I'm glad of this chance to tell you how I know you must feel, and how I want you to be brave, and how anxious I am to correct it, and to see that your dear wife did not die in vain, and that others will, for years to come, have an their lot improved in this country because of the sacrifice she made.
Thank you, Mr. President. More than I command, only one more thing. I don't think that she is inside me. Because this is going to be a battle all out as far as we're concerned here in Detroit with my organization and the ACME group and everybody involved here, Mr. President.
Well, I appreciate your support and your call, and I'm grateful to you, and thank you so much.